Please arise. You follow the order of service tonight as you find it printed in your service bulletin. We begin with the invitation to worship. Once again, I welcome all of you to our Christmas Eve worship in the name of our Savior Jesus, whose birth we celebrate tonight. And as we conduct this Christmas Eve service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. Alleluia.
Who is Christ the Lord? Alleluia.
Arise, shine, for your light has come.
And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
God is the Lord who has shown us his light.
Unto us the Christ is born. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for fulfilling your promise of sending the world a Savior. On this holy night, we gather in your house to hear again the wondrous story of his birth in word and song. As we hear once more the marvelous good news that Jesus was born to redeem us, fill our hearts with peace and joy. Strengthen in us our Christian faith through your word. Lead us by your Holy Spirit to repent of our sins, to believe on Jesus in life and in death, and to grow day by day in grace and holiness. To the glory of your name, amen. You may be seated. Might mention also this evening that due to the weather in the mountains, one of our families with two of the children were not able to be here, so we have the privilege of having two children present Christmas parts and songs, and we'll be filling in the other parts as needed. In the name of the Bethlehem Christ Child, dear children, parents, members, and friends of St. Paul Lutheran. Since the beginning that the world was created, there's no event that has been remembered and celebrated more than the birth of Jesus. In fact, already in the Old Testament, the prophecies of his birth filled the hearts of God's people with unspeakable happiness. And so also today, in the year of our Lord 2021, it fills our hearts with good cheer as well. We might even say we've got more reason to be thrilled over Jesus' birth because as New Testament believers, we live in the time when the promise of the Savior has already been fulfilled. The whole story of Christmas written down for us in the Bible. Glorious message of the angels to the shepherds. Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Fear not, the angel said. Didn't the shepherds have reason to be sore afraid when the Lord's glory shone round about them? Well, yes. And no. Let me explain. You know, because God in his glory and holiness is a consuming fire to sinful human beings, the glory of God that awakens our consciences, our sinfulness, his glory is very unsettling. It's a scary thing. That's why Adam and Eve, remember the story in the Garden of Eden, they went and hid in the bushes after they sinned because they knew that they had disobeyed God and what they deserved on account of it. And that's why the children of Israel on Mount Sinai were very afraid when the Lord's glory shone on the mountaintop. They trembled. They stood at a distance, and they said, Moses, you speak with us and we'll listen, but don't let God speak to us or we'll die. Ever since the devil tempted our first parents to disobey God in sin, man, sinful man, has had very good reason to fear him. He may try to deny, minimize, excuse his sinful condition, say to himself, well, God doesn't take it seriously. He does take sin seriously. How do we know? Well, Christmas. It was on account of our sinful condition that he chose in love to send his angel to publish the wonderful news. He's here, your Savior, so you can lay aside your fears. Jesus has been born not as a judge to scare you, but to calm your troubled hearts by taking upon himself the guilt of your sins, to impart to you his gift of joy, joy that centers in the love of our God who came down to our earth in the person of his Son, in whom we have been given all that we need for happiness now and happiness above all in the life to come. That's the joy the angel proclaimed to the shepherds. And notice also, by the way, the little word at the beginning of his announcement. It's a very important word. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. Behold, it's like a mark well, listen up to what I'm about to tell you. It's very special and wonderful, something that you want to listen to and find the greatest joy in. I bring you glad tidings of joy, which shall be to all the people. For there's born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. That is the message, dear friends, that we celebrate on this holy night, that our children are going to tell about, they'll sing about, the choir will sing, we will all sing in various carols. We have a Savior come down from heaven to deliver us from our sins and win for us the gift of eternal life. Promised by prophets of old, that Savior who redeemed us from sin, death, the power of the devil, who has opened heaven's door to us, the very gates of paradise. So let us then receive this Christ child by faith into our hearts once again this evening on this Christmas Eve night and join in the wonderful words of the hymn writer. Let all together praise our God before his highest throne. Today he opens heaven's doors and gives us his own Son. He serves that I a Lord may be, a great exchange indeed. Could Jesus' love do more for me to help me in my need? For us, he opens wide that door of paradise today. The angel guards the gate no more. To God, our thanks we pay. Amen.
Trees can tell the story of Christmas. The Christmas story begins with a tree in a garden long ago. God made the garden, he made the people who lived in this garden, and he loved them very much. God took Adam and put him in the garden to work and take care of it. He told him, "Of every tree in the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge and good of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." Genesis 2, verses 16, 17. But Adam and Eve did not obey God. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate it. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Genesis 3, verse 6. After they sinned, they became afraid, and their children and grandchildren became sinful and unhappy. Paul later wrote in his letter to the Romans, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because one sinned." Romans 5, verse 12.
He will take away the sins of the whole world.
His bed was in a manger made from a tree. God sent his own son for you and for me. Jesus came down from heaven above to save us from sin and jealous of us.
O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. We love you, dear Jesus.
Thank you.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Christmas isn't only a decorated tree, holly wreaths and evergreen and gifts for you and me. Christmas is remembering a night so long ago, a little town called Bethlehem, a manger bed so low.
Christmas is remembering why Jesus came to earth, why God gave us his only son, the reason for his birth. Christmas is remembering the cross on which he died for you, for me, for all of us. Christ Jesus.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed.
The Bible tells us why Jesus was born. It says, Christ himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death.
Thank you.
What Jesus did for you and me is shown us in the Christmas tree. A Christmas tree is evergreen. It tells us that we shall ever be with Jesus. A Christmas tree points to heaven. It tells us that Jesus will come again from heaven, and we will live with him there. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14, verses 2 and 3.
Lights can tell the story of Christmas. The Christmas story begins with no light at all. The Bible says, quote, "Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." Because of sin, Isaiah the prophet said, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people." On Christmas, Jesus came, quote, "to give light to those who sit in the darkness and the shadow of death." "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." We now invite the congregation to join in reading the third part of the Christmas program.
"And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them."
Jesus promises, because I live, you will live also.
The disciples saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. All who believe in Jesus shall see him one day and live with him forever. And there will be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly."
I invite you to arise for prayer. And we have one special petition that we desire to offer this evening on behalf of Don Clays, our church member who was tested positive for COVID a little over a week ago. He's at home with mild symptoms, but we want to lift him up in our prayers this evening. Lord God, Heavenly Father, giver and sustainer of life, we ask that you visit our Christian brother, Don Clays, with your compassion, so that if it be your will, his body may experience rapid healing and recovery. Grant him patience to endure his present affliction without complaints. Lend strength to his family members that they may bear up under this present trial. May they not neglect to take all their cares and needs to you in prayer. And Father, hear them for the sake of your Son's bitter suffering and death. Grant competence and compassion to all those who provide for his medical care. Heavenly Father, grant him the eternal comfort of the Christmas gospel so that he may live out his days in peace, having the assurance that while such things as illness remind us that we are all mortal because of sin, yet all those who put their trust in Jesus have full pardon and eternal life. We ask all these things in his holy name. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, we praise you, we worship and glorify you for sending us the Christmas gift of your own Son, Jesus. Through him we enjoy forgiveness and peace with God. Although we by our sins have deserved nothing but eternal sorrow and death, Jesus has brought us eternal joy and life. We can never thank you enough for this priceless Christmas gift. Comfort and encourage us always with the happy message of Christ our Savior. Let the joy of Christmas fill our hearts and our minds during the remainder of this holy season and throughout the coming year. Purify our speech and activities that our daily lives may reflect your love for us. Continue to bless us and use us as a channel to share your blessings with all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, through all eternity, and in whose name we also join to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's remain standing for the singing of the closing hymn 379, O Come All Ye Faithful.